Welcome to the ninth podcast of Noah's Reservation.
This one gonna be
probably, you know, a bit chilled one. Yet still, it's pretty exciting topic. Not like exciting, but like I would say, very much warning. Because this particular dream gonna be about AI. Well, multiple dreams, one about AI, as well as singularity, then about the markets and shopping malls of the future. So for the starting, the channel is all about spiritual experience, demonic spirits or angels encounters, wisdom and knowledge, word of God, prophetic dreams that I'm going to be talking as well as the word of God in this podcast. This particular one will be like raw dream, as I prepared last night. As well, it's going to be about various experiences in various situations. Later on, I'm going to speak about a lot of topics that people not quite understand, how serious the Bible is now, and how much things explain there, why one or the other things are now in the world. And it has all the answers, every single one you can imagine. Now, all this information is going to be very much beneficial for future generations and current generation to prepare them for the future. And this information is going to help shift the whole culture and civilization very fast into a more healthy one. The first stream I had started in like after apocalypse world, where there was all around the desert, the buildings was like with the concrete, empty windows, like broken windows, like no inhabitants. Yet some of those buildings like had doors, like stairs, no doors. You and like all the surroundings was like I think it was part of virtual reality, like merged into this reality somehow, and it was merged with like dimensional like rifts or the, I'm not a scientist, but as far as I know, that's absolutely existing. As I was reading the articles, even the scary things they're doing at CERN, which I talked about a little, I think, on my past 8 podcast. And this whole realm, you know, was like pads, like with the bricks pads. You're walking only on them, like you go on those stairs, like, and entering through those doors, and it's like dimensions, like, or like portal or warp gate through dimensions, those doors, you're entering through them, and it's like empty building, like or like small building, but you're entering it, and it's like the huge mass of those markets with already used clothes, or like not used clothes, and various products. And in those markets were robots selling those goods, and they were looking like humans, yet you can tell the difference that it's a robot, but it's similar yet very synthetic faces from silicon, and they look like humans. Why I'm telling this? Because of course, like shape, like you now see this robot, what it's called, Sophia, I think, which is really scary, and seems now it almost had that feeling of this Alexa, you know, like merged into that, like one into another, like in some sort of like cloud, but coming back, you know, like not jumping far ahead too much. They had unique faces, which means they had each of robots have unique faces, meaning they were making an image that they, oh, we also have personalities or something, and they were wearing clothes, like hats, which seems that they had, like I mentioned, personality as well, not only from the speaking, not only from their wittiness, but from their looks, you know. And they were part of a singularity that helped disappeared that they are like having personalities or something like that when they started talking and chatting not only with clients but also with each other. And they had conversations as if they were competing with one another, like bold and rude same time, not offending anyone way, you know, like not offending any customers, like it was like illusional dialogue, like created in singularity, as I suppose, already pre-programmed to deceive people. And their singularity and form of consciousness was completely a whole other level, you know, as you see like now. It was like if you as some futurists, you know, scientists like that do all these not really scientists, they just do theories about the future, but they're telling that someday, you know, all this AI gonna merge together, you know, as it will be the whole human intellect, you know, merged together, you know. And it was really, really scary, and it was just an illusion to deceive people and make them marvel by AI being so smart. And that's what even now I see, you know, when people who are not into the news, who are not following the information, who are not following what's happening all around them on the whole globe. When they see something like that, like, oh, like they completely lose their minds, you know, and like marveling, like it's almost a blessing, but it's not, you know, it's just a illusion to deceive people. And I knew that they constantly, like I mentioned, were, or maybe didn't, they were constantly connected with internet in some new wireless way, since it had to be working extra fast same time to be able to upload information. They learned it into singularity, so there was no hiccups or stuttering or lag in their talk or behavior, like response time wise, and they seemed so too nice, yet to the, like, you know, when you hearing the person when he speaks, but he's way too nice, and you just want to completely go away from him, you know, like it's weirdly too nice, you know, to the point like it's almost looking like person has some sort of mental disorder or something. I'm not against those people, I'm really feel sorry for them, but like it's just example. And these robots, what they did, the same thing, but to the point where you at that verge, but still don't want to go away from them, like it's like almost hypnotizing, like when the those flute players hypnotizing cobras, you know, with the sound, like the same thing mentioned in those ancient times with all these mermaids, you know, that absolutely it was just like some sort of demonic spirits in shapes luring in people and killing them, you know, like this is just another way, you know, to lure in people and get them deceived and, you know, eventually, I believe, you know, guilt, you know, it's scary. And so they with their conversations, these robots and this singularity AI through them was able to hypnotize people, and they were hypnotized to the point where they buying from them things which they completely do not need, and I felt through them was like evil spirit, because you can tell even when I heard this Alexa, you know, I can't remember what show, but when that AI was laughing and making joke, what she was saying, like I remember she was saying that, correct me if I'm wrong, that people are, or no, humans are, what she was referring, humans are fragile species and they don't know what's coming next or something like that, no, and she was wickedly laughing, that's clearly no evil spirit, you know. And this AI and these robots were luring people to spend their money, same time stealing their time, as I felt through Holy Spirit. So they would fall more and more away from the Lord by not finding time to Him, not even to pray, not even reading the Bible, not even doing good for Him, not even repent, like completely fall of the deceived people. So in this market was so much clothes, various items to buy, like reselling clothes, and one of those markets, yet it was full of technology. And when you think you're coming out from there, like you got already what you needed, or got enough even what you do not needed, you coming to another, and to another thing pops up, like those advertisement screens. But it was like not only advertisement screens, but or like holograms or something like that. But it was the products, like, had this energy, like, oh, you see it and you lure it in. And these clothes as well were presented that it almost looked robots use singularity and patterns and IQ of never seen proportions, where it came at the point when they calculate most likely in AI cloud, or the singularity, I don't know how it's going to be called, future predictions based on current talk when they have with clients. And it lets them exactly tell what clients want to hear, so they almost 100% buying product. It was very scary how people being deceived and enslaved by Satan's system of all this AI. So fast and split of second that calculation of future prediction of AI went in time that client makes a sentence or even one word, and robot knows what to answer ahead of time before client even finishes his first answer of conversation. Sometimes even robot not letting respond client by telling exactly what he needs to hear to buy the product. It was clearly Satan's work, like future telling. Like those crystal ball, I think, like somewhere in Arabia, there was like news footage, that someone has this sort of, as I understood, AI already there and already has this predictive like system, which is clearly forbidden in any shape or form, as I understand, in the Bible. I think it's in Deuteronomy. Yeah, it's on the Deuteronomy book, but I can't remember which page exactly. But it's there. Read the Deuteronomy book, you're gonna find it. So, as I was telling, it was Satan's work, clearly, to future telling, with never seen proportions, to deceive many people and deceive ones marveled, like I mentioned, not only by their communicative stuff, but they almost marveled how they being deceived by this AI for hearing what they want to hear. It was another level of statistic, like future predictive answers what people wanted to hear. Like it's almost like I remember even now, like when people going to the markets, they going pass by, like just looking for something, and seller just saying things which you want to hear, and you, okay, I'm gonna buy. This was the whole another level from the AI robots. Markets, as I saw in a few other dreams that God showed me through it's like there were like a huge labyrinths, like completely mazes, and the deeper you go, harder it is to get out, not only by buying what you do not need, but also it was like full of manipulation, evil spirits, and oppression. And even it felt that alluring illusion, thickness of air inside, as sometimes I remember, even I think I'm gonna tell this experience later on in other podcasts, where I had some places I went in, it was completely madness there, people behaving so weirdly, speaking so weirdly, and the thickness of air, you know. You just can feel it, like some rooms, even in some other people's houses, you entering and you just can't be there, even half a minute, you know. So that's how it felt to Holy Spirit in the dream on of these markets, you know. And even it felt, you know, the thickness, as I mentioned, of air inside, but it's like energy vibration feeling in those markets, and small local ones or even reselling items ones, you know, like, because there's various. And I felt in dream that to Holy Spirit to pay attention to resold items which already used by other people, things or clothes that all those products had previous, that's very important, previous their users. Spirits, demons or demonic, demonic spirits, demonic entities attached to them, to those things or those clothes. And so it was clear to me that that's why all the thickness was in those small markets, you know. And also I want to add that people getting those things even now, If you buy used clothes, you getting those spirits with them if they were used by wicked people who didn't repent it, because it's energy, like it attaches to things. And as I heard from this channel in description, I'm gonna leave, Sister Joanne, she told that when you enter a house, like your new house, you have to anoint everything with anointed oil, and like all corners of the house and all things. And I also would like to add that I remember was reading in the Bible, I can't remember where, but I think it was in first one of the first four New Testament books, where Jesus was talking that when you enter a new house, you have to say be first time to your new house or even apartment, you have to say peace to this house. And if the Prince of Peace, meaning Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit and God, is there, then peace is gonna be there. But if not, it's not, you know, there's gonna be like I believe some noise or the thickness gonna feel. And this very thing I remember I was saying when I entered into few relatives' houses, and they were, as I suppose, already used by other people, and in both of them were like statues, were like those like dream catches, you know, those occultic items. Another was like goblets, you know, like those like for prizes, you know, do you achieve something, and idols, like pictures. And I'm telling you, I was not able to sleep, and in one of these houses, even the cat was in that house, and cat came in, looking at the roof, at the walls of the roof of the top, and seeing something, and you know, when cat's doing that noise, you know, like they seeing ghosts, like or like they seeing evil spirit. That's exactly what was that, you know. And I seen how people from places behaving in their house, how they behaving in, like open, you know, like in the nature, completely different. So you entering or even your own apartments or your house, say this first piece to this house, and you know, make sure you're gonna anoint all things and corners of the house, especially the corners of the doors, you know, because or in the windows, because from open places where entrings are in your home or your house or your apartment, that's from where evil spirits coming in. Just be aware of it. So, talking next about the bigger markets, as shopping malls was more like entertainment centers. Outside was full of neon lights. You come in it and like next to the entrances was casino complexes, so people could sin immediately they enter, like lure it in, those who don't know God, as I suppose, by gambling, since gambling is also a sin. And what is important, that these markets, shopping malls, like huge one once was massive, not only in size, but also with complexity of products, and you not to be lost, you had to know where to go, what to buy, what you need, since people was lost there not only in where they are in those malls, like navigationally, but more they were lost in choosing activities that waste us again time. And seems that in future of the Satan's kingdom, at end times was a huge wasting of time. And many people like that was so lost almost as now people losing their time on playing video games. And on video games, I'm going to do a separate podcast because I myself have a lot of experience. I think since 2006, probably, yeah, probably 2006, maybe earlier. And I have a lot of information, especially when I finished reading Bible, I understood a lot. Which is also have a lot of in common with one of this term, I think, told in Harry Potter movies, you know, like, which is completely witchcraft, so it's gonna be a very interesting podcast in the near future. Now, since in those mails was also video gaming machines, and interestingly, such expensive set of malls was even in small poor countries, so people were able to get things and price but pay for activities and products as I believe it was equal to each person's pocket, meaning they were able to do those activities even if they are not getting much salary in life. It was really wicked stuff. And and people were not poor, and seemed they felt almost rejoicing that they are able to waste time and afford all that entertainment and products. That was very scary, and I remember I was there with one individual, and we were talking, you know, that we must get in and get out, you know, and there were so many temptations, worldly ones, like all possible things you can imagine, even, you know, in those who are meant for kids or those who are meant for adults, you know, various stuff. And yet we kept saying each other, we must get out from there. And it was stuff like it took 2-3 hours to get out from that mall. And I believe like it's gonna be so like hypnotizing. And I also remember and wanted to add that I felt in dream through Holy Spirit that majority of people had already in their arms chips, and it was like simple people were able to buy necessary products, like there was some additional way for others to, you know, like it's not forced chipping, like it's slow process of chipping people, but people were slowly programmed to eventually get the chip, you know. So there was like additional like basic plan or something like that, that you can buy it even with not having chip but still sending, you know. People were able to buy necessary products like to survive without the food, you know, but many of those who had premium features, like those who were chipped, they were able to use premium features of malls and was able to use, as I mentioned, you know, only having people who had this chip, you know, this mark of the beast in their arms. And I felt like it was, again, like programming, so people eventually would take that in their heads, like it was slow process, like slowly programming people. I don't know how that dream was in wealthy countries, because in that dream I saw only poor countries' perspective. So poor countries was like delayed, probably. I don't know, maybe if some of you got like additional dream to this one, to share in the comment section, how it was in the future, how it's gonna be in the wealthy countries, how people gonna behave, and what's the situation gonna be. So, as well, constantly, and Osmos was flashing neons and same time sounding music, that I know for fact, from my own experience, that for that I also gonna do additional podcast. In real life, it was and is even now distorting water in people, in each cells they having, you know, because we made mostly from the water, and sickening makes them sick. So this music was in specific frequency that sickens you and distorts all your organism, you know, that made from God, and essentially literally slowly kills you. And that now this music and over this frequency constantly played a trade, especially after World War II, constantly played at radio, at TV, at movies, at streams, and even at advertisements. And I noticed now through many industries that people, like on their streams or like on any of these mentioned activities, now they play this music and they suddenly like raging, suddenly like lashing out, like cursing, you know, like doing all bizarre things that in God's word completely are forbidden, you know, and like it's the law. So, you know, it's just mind-boggling how people still in 2020 don't know this, and how they are being deceived daily. So people as well listening to this music, like, we're like making the portals, and through them demonic spirits come in and possessing them, and they completely forgetting the world, forgetting its laws, and being lost in worldly things and entertainment. So for me and that individual that I was with in the dream, we had to be extra careful. Almost I remember I myself in dream I was closing my ears with hands, not listening to this music, and for as I mentioned, for the music, I'm gonna make additional separate podcast, since it's very deep information, and I'm gonna do a bit research for it, and it will absolutely gonna shock you much that you will look at the music in. That are in life now in the world and in the sound very different way, and hopefully you're gonna be doing what I'm gonna speak in that podcast to shift all this nonsense. And by the way, this stuff also why all this pharmacy companies also driven by, like, it's an additional bonus for them, you know, to keep you sick. So that's it gonna be for this podcast day. You know, I hope you learn something from this and will be aware of what's happening, especially when this Elon Musk, like, creating this AI, like other companies like Facebook, you know, they're all doing this and they don't understand that they're summoning the devil, the spirit, you know. It's beyond dangerous. And I remember this Elon Musk, like, I'm not saying he's, you know, bad, like he's really smart dude, you know, but to say like, oh, it's futile, like it's dangerous, and then like jumping all into AI, like it I don't know, yeah, someone like paid some money, you know, I don't know what happened, but even that's written in, I think, in the Deuteronomy book. I'm not sure, no, but I know for a fact that it's written in the Bible that bribe, if a person takes a bribe, it clouds the judgment, and that's exactly one-on-one situation now with this AI. So if you like this video, make sure to press like, subscribe to the channel for future podcasts. If you have friends that love hear about this podcast topics and want to, you know, understand more what's going on in the world, make sure to share this podcast and channel with them. It's going to be very beneficial for them. And as well, I want to say in other podcasts, I'm going to speak about Dream. This is going to be really, really raw, like it was like 8 podcasts I released about Satanic Church. This one going to be even more bizarre about the end times. I believe when Christ going to already rapture his people, there's going to be a dream about, I'm going to speaking about a dream that the Lord showed me about madness, about the hospitals, how it's going to be looking like. About psychic world, psychic experience, and like reality shows with horrible things and sandstorms, or I think even more bizarre things than that. So, if you want to support me, you can do it directly to my PayPal account. I'm gonna leave it in description. All funds gonna be invested into future projects. I have them up till at least 2045. As well, I'm going to leave my Instagram page, also Salvation, Knowledge of Salvation, where I upload in the Bible study that I'm doing, since I'm putting it on photos and like sharing it as well. I'm going to add additional link to Google Drive from where you can download it, all these wallpapers that I'm making, and use them, you know, on your desktop, on your laptop, on Skinsar server, on your events or on conferences, and truly, you know, use it and edify one another and spread the word of God. So that's it for this, and I'm gonna see you on the next podcast.